Well, I started in Sitka in 1965 in March.
And how old are you? So you were, I mean,
I was 19.
19, okay.
Yeah.
And how did you get?
Well, I was going to build a gyrocopter. And I thought I'd go down and talk to one of the pilots and see what they thought about it. And they didn't think much about it. So they said, listen, let me take you around the patch in this little trainer they had. And we went around the patch, and that was it.
Hooked.
I was hooked.
All right. And so where did you go from there? Did you go to official training? Or
I went to a flight school. I was going to try to do it in Sitka, but the day, it's just so few days that a student can go out and really fly. So I flew 30 hours there, then went down to a school in Nevada.
Okay.
They were advertising 300 days of sunshine. So
sounds pretty nice.
And it was a lot of fun.
So you got your training, and then did you have a job right away after that? Or
yeah, I did. In fact, I was on the way back from taking my check ride, my flight instructor check ride. I had 42 cents in my pocket. And I was trying to decide if I wanted to make a phone call to look for a job or to buy a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And that cheese sandwich was really good.
So no phone call, but
actually, when I was before I had lunch, I was filling the plane up with gas, and the chief instructor came over and asked if I wanted to instruct right there at the school, and I did that for about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
And then moved back to Sitka.
Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And then did you fly out of there?
I flew out of there for a guy called Afton Kuhn. It was Dr. Kuhn's dad.
Sure.
And he had a flying service in Jamestown Bay, and he had a bunch of airplanes. And he was from the old school. He was really colorful. If you took a day off, he figured he didn't like your job and he'd fire you. But I worked there 28 straight months without a day off.
Wow.
And he did fire me. He fired me three or four times. But I just get up in the morning and pack my lunch and go back to work. You know, young guy's got to have a job.
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything.
He just showed up.
Showed up. Yeah, he didn't mind.
What were you flying in those days? What kind of plane?
He had a couple Cessna 180s. This is on straight floats.
Okay.
And he had a 206 on straight floats and a Norseman. I don't know if you've ever seen a Norseman.
Yeah.
It's about the size of a otter.
Okay.
And we flew just hunters and lots of stuff with that.
So you're just doing charter flights, basically?
All charters.
You didn't have any...
No schedules or anything.
Routes.
And we did a lot of flying for the Native Hospital back and forth to the different villages.
Okay. How did you find it? What were those early years like?
It was tough.
Yeah.
Like I say, 7 days a week, daylight till dark. Everybody was doing it. It wasn't just Afton. And for not a lot of money.
Okay.
And usually by August, everybody was tired, and there was lots of accidents, and we did a lot of flying. It was daylight till dark, and we couldn't get it all done.
Oh, okay. You just had a long list of people that needed it.
There was logging camps, it seemed like, in every bay, and then the villages and that type of thing, and we just couldn't get it all done. So if there had been more daylight, we'd have tried.
Mm-hmm. And did you have close calls in those early days? Or?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure I did. Right now I'm writing a book for my kids and get to thinking about some of this stuff. I've had some exciting adventures, but the last 10 or 15 years, it's been pretty boring.
Yeah. The earlier days were a little more exciting, though.
Well, it takes a while to figure out what you can do,
to
find out what your limits are. And sometimes the employers pushed you a lot. There's a lot of pushing to get going. They had bills to pay and money to make.
Get out in that weather no matter what? Or?
Yeah, it was either do it or find another job type attitude. You don't see that much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't the employer pushing you, it was the customers sometimes. You'd get people that just had to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just push until you went and did it. But after a few years, you don't get as intimidated as you did at first.
Mm-hmm. And eventually you could just say no to people.
It was hard.
Yeah.
Even at the last, it's hard.
Yeah.
Especially when you know they want to get there, and maybe it's been a couple of days since you've done any flying, and you want to get it done too.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to resist the urge to be pushed.
Yeah.
But that was the cause of a lot of accidents, is employers pushing and customers pushing and the pilot. wanting to get the job done, too. Mm-hmm. And we also, that first job I had, if you didn't complete your trip, you didn't get paid.
Oh, wow.
And that was the motivation, and you try really hard to finish the trip, and sometimes that didn't work out for some people. I didn't have any accidents.
But others did.
There was other accidents. A lot of people were very tired, and I was tired, too. Sometimes you'd fall asleep.
And I just interviewed Bill Stedman yesterday, and he said he never had a cup of coffee. Did you drink coffee?
I drank coffee, yes. Yeah, Bill talks about never drinking coffee, but I drank lots of coffee.
That's amazing that he could get through, because I would imagine that would be a big part of it, staying awake at the wheel.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, Bill's pretty, he's really impressive. If I had a hero, it'd probably be Bill.
Did you know him pretty early on? Or?
I've known Bill for almost 50 years, probably 40, 45 years. And always had a lot of respect for Bill. He's a good pilot. It always impressed me that he did all the maintenance on the airplanes and still flew 600 to 800 hours a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be really hard to do. And I watched Bill a lot, and just to, you watch and see how the old-timers do it, and you pick up a lot of tricks.
After Sitka, where did you go? Did you end up in Petersburg?
In Juneau. I went to Juneau. And I flew there for about 3 years and then came to Petersburg. I've been here 41 years.
Okay. And started air service?
Or? We started that in 1985.
Okay.
When the same day they deregulated. Before that, you couldn't get an air taxi license. It was for the good old boys club. And once they deregulated, well, we started our business. And it's been 26 or 27 years, I guess.
And then remind me the name of that again.
Pacific Wing.
Pacific Wing, okay, yes. Right. And, mm-hmm. And that was sold a year or two ago to...
We just sold that to Sunrise Aviation from Wrangell.
Okay.
Good bunch of guys.
All right. You grew that from... Did you start with one plane?
Just started with one airplane, yeah. A Cessna 180, Darcy and I. Then we sold that to get an amphibian so we could move to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law went to work for us, Cole Roden.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a good, great crew up there. Cole's been there 25 years, and Sarah and the office have been there since we started.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Rock, I don't know if you know Ken, he's our mechanic, and he's been there for years, and Bill Davidson.
Okay.
And you get a good crew, and it makes it really easy to,
to
run a business.
It must have been easier in that standpoint to run the business, have more control over when you do things.
Yeah, that made a big difference.
Yeah,
you still can't fly when you want to fly. You have to do the work, but you can pick and choose your days, and you can pick and choose your customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't like a bunch of drunk customers, you just didn't take them,
mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter who they were. You could pick the ones you wanted to fly.
Other stories from your flying time. Did you have a favorite plane out of all your time?
Well, I think the Cessna 185 is my favorite.
Yeah.
It doesn't haul enough freight to hurt yourself loading it. And you're right close to the passengers you can visit. That was the best part of the flying. The flying, I could just take or leave. It's like driving a car. But you're sitting right there with your passengers. You could visit with them, and you actually get to be good friends with all your customers over the years. And that's the biggest thing I've missed was some of the customers we don't see anymore that we hold very often.
Do you still fly by yourself?
No, I don't. Okay. I'd have no interest to go flying. There's so many other things to do. Probably if I wasn't busy, it might be kind of fun to just go up and cruise around. But I never flew for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. Before, anyway, it was always for a job.
Oh, okay.
Like I say, it's the flying isn't that big a deal, but it's fun to get to a lake and jump out and smell the fresh air and see moose and look at the sights.
You got to see some pretty amazing places, I imagine.
Yes, I did, and some real interesting places.
Yeah.
And some nice weather. And the weather's been a big portion of my life for the last 50 years. You know, every morning you jump out of bed and look out the window to see what you're in store for.
How low that ceiling is. And
yeah.
Kind of asked Bill biggest changes of aviation over his time, and I guessed it hasn't changed a ton, but maybe the navigation part, and what are your thoughts on that?
The biggest change is regulations.
Okay.
When I first started flying, if there was regulations, I didn't know about it. Now when you start working at a company, you have to, it's a week of ground school and filling out paperwork and taking check rides. And it used to be you just showed up and went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And now with check rides every year and tests, and it's getting to be a paperwork nightmare.
Now they've got reality TV shows and about plane services up north, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of those. I bet they're special. Huh?
Part of that Alaska lore, though.
Yeah. It's different up there, though.
Yeah.
I think their weather's better, but they have more airports to go to. And
I mean, the topography here, the mountains and the weird winds you must get off those mountains.
So. Yeah, I guess the wind isn't so bad. The wind can't hurt you too bad, but low visibility is different. You have to know the country.
Yeah.
And I think that's makes life a lot easier when you learn the country and every little bay. And
that must have been a steep learning curve for you when you first got started.
It is. You learn real fast, though.
Yeah.
So you make lots of mistakes, and you learn.
Get lost occasionally?
No. I've been turned around a few times, but never really too lost.